I believe it is a hallmark of a successful entrepreneur is having that, because it's not all going to go right. Like, I don't care what business, no, how amazing of a unicorn business that you have, it's not all going to go right. And so being able to stick through it, to persevere, to maintain that belief, regardless of what it is that you're dealing with, the blows that you're taking, I think it does come back to that resilience.
Welcome to the Men of the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Justin Crawford, and for the last few years, this podcast has been aiming to drive positive social impact to our listeners' lives with the lessons and stories learned from today's most influential men. My guests have brought up every topic in the book, from health and wellness to personal struggles and career successes. But no matter what the topic is, I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired to get out there and create the life worth living for yourself, starting with the one you're listening to right now. Thanks for being here when you could have chose any other podcast out there. Now here's today's episode. You're tuning into a special edition of the Men of the Hour podcast, and that's Founders Week. Every other season on this podcast, I invite a handful of founders to join me in a conversation about entrepreneurship, building a brand, and the best lessons learned while doing what they love. You're in for a treat this week as I've got some of my friends from the greatest Better For You brands out there, and that includes Roan, Hubie, Better & Better, Meter, Supergut, and The Athletic Brewing Company. Thanks for tuning in today, wherever you're listening. Now sit back and get ready to learn something new. I'm so glad you're tuning in today because we're going to be talking about the gut. We're going to be talking about biohacking, and we're going to do so with my friend Mark Washington, who's joining me right now, and he's a seasoned wellness expert. And he's the founder and CEO of a recently rebranded Supergut company, the gut health focused brand with an amazing line of shakes, bars, and fiber mixes that I can't wait to tell you guys more about. That's taking over the biohacking space in the sense that I don't even know what that means, which is why I have so many questions lined up for you, Mark. Mark is a, you ready for this? Princeton and Harvard Business School graduate. Are you kidding me? With over 20 years of experience in the health and wellness industry. So talk about expert, talk about founder, and you're on the podcast right now. So thank you for joining me, my friend.
Let's do it. Thanks for having me, Justin. So nice to meet you, man.
We have to start with the fact that, and nice to meet you. We were sitting here chatting, and I tend to do this with all of our guests, which is why they're like, dude, you said this was 30 minutes. And then, you know, we then I go over because we just start talking. And so both of us from the South, but before you like, so after you had grown up in Kentucky, you would then went on to Princeton to play ball.
That's right.
To play football.
Went up to Jersey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And so of course you stayed on the East Coast. Now we're both on the West Coast. We're going to go through all of this today, but more importantly, as the founder and CEO of Supergut, I want to start there with you. And then I want to go into the biohacking space with you. And then more importantly, you have 20 plus years for 20 plus reasons, I'm sure, having been to Princeton and Harvard Business School, understanding what it really means to take care of your health and wellness overall. And then more importantly, more hyper-focused on the gut. But starting with the company itself, Supergut, where was this discovered? Why was it discovered? And he's grinning because I know you freaking love this thing. So
I love talking about it.
Where did it come from?
Yeah. So there's multiple avenues that led me to this point. You know, so first at the highest level. So what Supergut is, we are all about gut health nutrition, right? It's not just, so gut health is obviously important. We can get into the depth of just how important gut health is for your overall health and well-being. But we are focused on the nutrition side of it because I still believe in food as medicine and how you can give the body what it needs to do what it's supposed to do. Right? And no, there's no better machine. There's nothing better out there than the human body. And feeding your gut can just lead to such unbelievable outcomes in your health and in your life. And so that's what we do. We create actually a highly effective, but actually also delicious food that feeds your gut. And that actually is truly functional food, right? That actually can benefit not just on your gut health, but improve your metabolism, your energy, your mood, your sleep, et cetera. And so, yeah, we've got a line of shakes and bars and like you mentioned, like a fiber mix as well. So that's the bit of the high level on the company.
I can't wait to talk about the fiber mix. I mean, I think every other person I've talked to either has constipation or some form of like bowel issues today.
I
think some of it starts with the gut, more importantly, and you know this more, but like when you started creating products that were going to be functional, I love that word. I think everybody listening right now needs to understand the word functional, especially when it comes to the gut. Where was that play into all the food itself? And then ultimately, how should it be acting in your gut?
Yeah, so this kind of goes back to the origins, which is actually where you started. So apologize. I was excited getting into it. Like the whole concept was, listen, I love this space of health and wellness and all things better. I like a personal passion like about living healthier, but I get high on helping other people live healthier lives. But even coming from the space of better for you foods and supplements and fitness and all these things that I love, it's like there's another level. It's like I know that there's more that we can do, and like to get truly functional, like to truly bring the function back into food and to not just, you know, make big claims, right? About, you know, this has been shown to do X, Y, and Z. So we put a little bit in your product and hopefully that will help. It's like we can go so much further beyond better for you. We can be truly functional, like true food is medicine. So it was kind of like the ethos when I set out that, frankly, that was even before I was super deep in the gut microbiome. I just had this drive to create a truly functional food brand based in science that could literally be transformative to health. And then like my original investors, the group, the production board, really, you know, connected with me and opened my eyes to the science of the gut microbiome. And that's where I went deep, like went really deep in this space. I was like, okay, this is it. This is the pathway to create truly functional food, balancing your gut and leading to outcomes. So yeah, it's always been part of the ethos of Supergut as a company, wanting to go beyond just better for you foods, beverage, supplements, what have you.
I love that that's how you put it. I even wrote down here, it's like better for you foods. I would never say that three times. Better for you foods based in science, right? Backed by science, really.
Yeah.
And I think that too, and we'll get into the investor talk in a moment, because I think that the stronger your ethos, to your point, the more people want to help you, AKA give you money to do your company, right? To build the business, grow the business, et cetera. So we'll get to that. But I think in the meantime, talk about the gut microbiome and as it relates to that ethos.
Yeah.
What have people been talking about? How do you feel after eating the foods? I mean, I'm curious because there's so many things that say we are better for you foods. We're functional mushroom powders. Yeah. Put everything in my fucking coffee and I can't tell the difference. Yeah, and I think it's more of understanding what your actual gut microbiome needs than going forth with, you know, products like yours.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's one of the big differences is, you know, the approach that we're taking. It's not just trust us. Right. I mean, it's been shown, sprinkle this in and it will do magic for you. It's like, no. This is again, back to the truly functional food. And so the way it helps you feel and the outcomes are real. Like, and we're one of the rare companies where like, we want you to actually measure, like to hold us to task. Like literally, we hope you are either measuring your blood sugar levels, like either finger stick if you need to, or if you're having a continuous glucose monitor, what have you. We hope, I love it when someone says that they're measuring because we know our products work. Frankly, we like it when you hear people that they're wearing, you know, an exercise band or wearing a ring to track your sleep, or, you know, sending in, you know, their fecal samples to measure their microbiome, because we know that what we're doing, again, is based in science, both existing as well as we've done our own clinical study. It shows just how fundamentally this works. And so one of the differences is like, we literally are encouraging people to test and to measure, because these are results that you can actually measure and you can feel. Right? And so it's not just a belief system, but it's like a put to the test, measure it. And by the way, you will feel a difference the very first time you have one of our products, because there's a there's an energy level that you get when you are nourishing your gut with, you know, the functional ingredients that we use in our products. There's like so slowly digested that it actually sustains energy levels like right away. Like, and so you feel like more satisfied, you feel fuller, your digestion starts to regulate, like those things start happening right away. And then you consistently keep it up over time. And that's when you can actually literally fundamentally transform your gut health and your overall metabolism. So as you can imagine, I have our products every day, you know, multiple times a day, and I've never felt better.
That's what I'm saying. And I have so many questions for you, because I feel like all of our constipated friends listening to this podcast episode right now, you're thinking the same thing I am, which is, how long does this stuff take to activate? Yeah. How long should I be aware that my gut needs healthier foods and better for me foods, like functional foods, right? And then ultimately, once you start taking it.
That's the thing is like, a lot of people think they're, have something abnormal going on, like when they're dealing with digestive health issues. Mm-hmm. It's normal, right? Because almost all of us have some form of digestion, bloating, even nausea, are all connected to your digestive system. You know why? Because we're not nourishing our gut, right? Mm. I mean, that is like the first telltale symptoms. Like that's the home for digestion is actually your gut. And so literally a symptom. It's very, very common. Almost none of us get enough fiber, right? Which is really the food for your gut. And so it's very common that people have digestive issues.
Mm.
The great thing is that, you know, our products have been specifically shown it starts in your gut, right? And that the very first point is regulating digestion, right? And so feeling like reducing bloating, being more regular, right? I mean, these are good things. Like, and frankly, it's interesting because it normalizes. Like some people are like going way too often and like it can get ugly. And then other people are incredibly constipated. This like regulates, like when your gut is balanced, it brings you into more of an equilibrium where you're regular. You don't have as much bloating. And frankly, the other thing that people don't realize is that these digestive systems, sometimes they show up in digestion. Sometimes it doesn't show up in digestion. Sometimes it shows up in other avenues, in mood or irritation or your skin rash or just feeling down or weight gain. Like a lot of times those are symptoms that are also actually tied to your digestion and what's going on in your gut health. So it all comes back to when you're talking about health and wellness, and especially given what we know about it now. It is all connected back in some form or fashion of what's happening in your gut.
Let's take a performance athlete, for example. If somebody who is high performing, taking 2-a-day workouts and just wants to be like a super athlete, that person who is eating healthy and tends to not really see something going on with their gut, but then they feel like bloated, you know, and I'm sure their performance is not going to be as great as it could be should they be bloating or constipated or just like not feeling good. So then how can that person identify what they need to be putting in their body, especially from a fibrous standpoint? Like, you remember back in the day, Newton figs or whatever they were? Yeah, I thought that was the only trick to my poop.
Exactly. Newton figs and prunes. So like, and it was like your grandma's foods that was the only thing you thought about, and you thought about beans, but you know, those old rhymes about how beans made you fart and everything. And so like fibers had this
beans suck
negative connotation. Here's the thing. So 5% of US adults get the minimum recommended amount of fiber in your daily diet. So that's like none of us, literally 5%. And that's the minimum.
You're
right?
In that 5%. So
I am very strongly in the 5%.
Let's get to that 5%.
I tell you, before I started this company, I was healthy, right? I mean, I've always lived a healthier life and I've drank shakes and did all kinds. I was not in the 5% because you know what? It's not easy, right? I mean, that perspective of, you know, prunes and, you know, beans and so forth. Like it's not super easy in today's Western diet to get a high concentration of fiber into your diet. Definitely not in an enjoyable way. Like even when you're trying to do good, because historically fibers come primarily through plants and veggies, right? I mean, and everybody knows you need to eat more plants and so on and so forth. You know what? Even when you're trying to be good and eat like a more veggie plant forward diet, like our veggies don't have the same nutrient density like used to in our ancestors. So it's been stripped out. Even when you're being good, you're still not getting, you know, the daily recommended amount of fiber in your diet. So that's essentially for all of us. And that includes those who are like further along on the performance and athletic spectrum that our bodies are in tune and are just geared for performance. But you know what? It's very likely that that performance athlete needs to get more fiber in their diet to really solidify that foundation, you know, in their gut. And we're very much driven by science. We look into clinical studies. We've actually looked into their specific clinicals that have actually shown not just broader gut health benefits for athletes, but specific even performance related benefits from a higher fiber diet, in particular, the kind of fiber we put in our products, which is called resistant starch. So yeah, it's actually been tied to athletic performance as well.
In a perfect world then, and then we're going to go straight into everything. Also, everything that we're talking about, folks, is linked below to, you know, relative to Supergut and Mark himself. But I think that I'm just generally thinking about, you said higher fiber diet. So then if somebody tomorrow was like, you know what, I just feel bloated, I want to reset, but like by strategically starting to put things in my body to test it out and see if I can, like, I don't know, fart a little more, like whatever means more health for your gut. Yeah. What is like a simple way to do this? Cause it, like, and second to that, my next question for you to follow would be, is, are we doing too much? Or like, how do we simplify the tracking and the intake and all these things? Because I'm stressed talking about it, but how can someone simply start taking care of their gut health today? I mean, obviously including super gut products, but more importantly, just from some, from a simple
standpoint. Yeah, for sure. For I'll start at the high level. And then obviously this is partially where we come in. What we're trying to do is to make it simple. It's complex and you get so much advice in so many different directions that it can be a bit overwhelming. The first thing that we always say, and this is general in this is true in general, as well as specifically with Supergut. Like if you're trying to, if you've seen the light, right? And you know, gut health is key. You know, you need to get more fiber in your diet. One of the keys is to go slow, to start slow, right? You don't dive in head first and go from, okay, I'm getting 5 grams of fiber a day. Let me get to the recommended amount, 30. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to crush this can of beans. I'm going to have like all this broccoli and artichokes and oats and, you know, all this. It will, you know, you're trying to solve some digestive issues. You're going to give yourself some digestive issues because it's overload, right? The body actually needs to adjust. And so most of us don't come from a fiber-rich diet. So if you're heading down this path, whether you're following strictly whole food plant approach or supplementing, like with products like with ours, with Supergut products, the recommendation is to go slow, right? I mean, so add 5 grams a day, right? Of fiber to your diet. So the good thing is your body builds up tolerance. Again, the human body is amazing, right? It knows what's supposed to happen. So if you like ramp up your fiber intake, call it over days, maybe even weeks, you can get to that recommended, call it 30 grams a day of fiber in your diet. And I'm a huge whole food proponent, right? I'm not one that, you know, you should supplement, you should only drink our shakes or what have you. I actually believe in whole food diet, but here's the reality though. We've been talking about like eat more veggies since the beginning of time. And we're sicker today than we've ever been as a country, right? And so we have to find new ways to help people, to make it easier for people to build up the fiber in their diet to improve their gut health. And frankly, that's a big part of where Supergut comes in. We try to make it easy, effective, and even, dare I say, enjoyable to get some of this fiber back into your diet, right? And so we spend a lot of time when we formulate, you know, our shakes and our bars and our mix to make sure it's efficacious, right? That this actually is doing the goodness, like the specific fiber that we put, this resistant starch, well-studied, missing from our diets, we're reinjecting it in shakes and bars and mix. We also spend a lot of time to make them tasty and delicious, right? Because if you want somebody to actually make a difference in their health,
it can't taste like what comes out the other end then.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And it doesn't happen in a day, and it's only going to happen over time. And that's only going to happen if somebody actually makes a habit out of it, right? And has it, gets this into their diet daily through some combination of whole foods, plants, veggies, et cetera. And we hope to help close some of that fiber gap with some of our Supergut products, shakes, bars, and our fiber mix, sort of the pathway to get there.
I love that. And stick around folks too, because towards the end, I'm going to start asking Mark here what his favorite products are in terms of like what you're eating every single day, why you're eating it, and then how you feel. But on that, how you feel. I mean, wellness is one of those things that I think people are like it's an overused term, but to me, wellness is happy and healthy life. That's so simple. Yeah. It's like the plus, you know, they add the two together and that's what wellness should be. So from a wellness standpoint, when you think of the gut, the top benefits to taking care of your gut after acknowledging what the potential problems might have been, right? For instance, bloatedness or terrible pooping. So then the top benefits to taking care of your gut on a daily basis, 7 days a week, 365, what are those?
Yeah. So here's the thing. It starts with digestion, right? I mean, that's the most, that is, you know, ground zero for gut health is digestion. We're talking about what's actually happening in your gut, in your intestines. So that's what you typically see and feel the most. But the unlock, the what's really fascinating, what we know a lot more about gut health and the gut is just how interconnected it is to essentially all the systems in your body, physiological, frankly, even mental, right? And so when you actually have a well-balanced, strong gut, which requires nourishing, requires building over time, it doesn't just stop in healthy digestion. It actually is your control center for metabolic health, like your metabolism. So how you eat and process foods, how you energize the rest of your body, how you manage your blood sugar levels, how you keep off excess weight, how you maintain healthy heart. Your metabolism, your metabolic health is largely controlled by the health of your gut, right? And so when you do have a healthy gut, you're actually, your metabolism, you have an opportunity to, we say like to reboot your metabolism so that all of a sudden, you're not feeling the same amount of cravings anymore. Like your blood sugar is staying in a healthier, consistent range. Frankly, it's even coming down if it is, you know, elevated, right? Like a lot of us do have. Your heart health is clicking along a little better. You're, you know, you're able to maintain a healthier weight. Those are actually signs of a healthy gut. And then where it gets really interesting is the research is showing just how connected it is to mental health as well. Like there's this whole aspect called the gut-brain axis, where there's increasing amount of research as showing lots of correlation, frankly, even leading to some causation of the interconnectivity between your gut health and your mental health. And like, so literally things like mood and energy and sleep quality, anxiety, depression, brain fog, like those have a direct tie to how healthy your gut is. And so there's other indicators, like when you really maintain a healthy or balanced gut over time, that mental clarity actually improves. Like your mental performance, your ability to get a good night's sleep, like those are actually positive indicators of good gut health. It's literally, it's mind blowing just how pervasive this impact of your gut is on health. Yeah, it's hard to believe, right?
I mean, you're the one that did all the studying. I just get to interview you and take credit for the fact that you're so smart. You know, after having studied, I mean, not just studied, but been in the space, worked in the space, building a company in the space of wellness and health. And there's so much, like you just gave us so many factoids. I mean, if anything, y'all, you better be writing this stuff down like I am. I'm literally sitting here with like everything you've been saying. So, you know, I'm trying to then better understand, like, as someone who I consider you an expert, right? And also a business owner. So then when you put the two together, your journey now is like a founder who then comes on podcasts to make sure that this discussion is happening. Yeah. What do you feel a sense of responsibility in that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Listen, as I said at the very outset, like we're trying to establish a new era, if you will, of in functional food. You know, food that actually can be transformative to your health, that really delivers on the promise, versus just trying to make a claim. And big responsibility comes along with that, right? I mean, so why I decided to start this company was really about impact. Like literally, how can we move the needle on, you know, I call it a health crisis, right? The fact that when you look at the state of, you know, health in this country, frankly, and in many countries, it is at its worst level in so long. And my aspiration is like, what can I do, right? As a founder, as a, you know, health and wellness, quote unquote, expert, but it's something who's really, really passionate about this space. Can I help move the needle? And that's kind of the inspiration, and is actually tied to a personal story of my sister, like why I decided to throw my hat in the ring and create this type of company with an aspiration to literally move the needle on public health. And that's why we take this approach of, okay, we've got to deliver on the promise. If we're going to say it, we actually have to bring data. And so there's this evidence-based approach that we're taking. So based on a lot of science and clinical studies that we went into our formulation. And then, you know, I think you referred to it earlier, we've actually taken the next step, which is very rare for a functional food company, to go out and conduct like a gold standard clinical trial to show just how effective that, you know, our super gut products can be on your gut health and on your overall health as well, to go to that extra link to really make sure that we're delivering on this promise. Yeah, and so if we're successful, that means that we're gonna make it easier for people to feel better. That's at the end of the day, what I call success.
The podcast episode you're listening to right now is sponsored by Supergut. Funny enough, the founder and creator Mark Washington is also on Founders Week with me right now. Supergut's mission is to empower everyone to reclaim and sustain control over their bodies through science of the gut microbiome with delicious and convenient foods that harness the power of the microbiome. There is a better way for people to feel better, and Supergut leverages breakthrough research and their own gold standard clinical study to create unique products that deliver measurable health results for their customers. Supergut's ambition is to be the world's most evidence-based, transparent, and transformative food company. You can find out more and shop today at supergut.com. That's SUPERGUT.com today.
I love that. I mean, and it's an ongoing success track too. I mean, you think about most people's idea or definition of success. It ain't nothing like that. You know why? Because it's not tied to purpose of people. So speaking of purpose of people, what are the hardest parts of all of this for you? I mean, I can only imagine after 20 plus years, you'd think it'd be easy by this point, but being a founder is not easy, especially in this space.
You would think, it's funny. When I first decided to do this, I was talking about my wife, who's my rock. And she's like, you want to do what?
You went to school for all those years and now you want to what?
You want to do what? Like on this path of this executive and doing well and, big established companies, and you want to start a brand new business from scratch. You know how hard that is? It's like, you know what? I think if not me, then who? If not now, then when? Right? It was really one of those. And so it was this, it's not easy. I will tell you, it's been the most fulfilling thing I've ever done in my entire career, is starting this company and seeing it come full circle, to see just how impactful that we can be in people's lives that actually decide to give this a try, stick with it, and get to, like, literally in many cases, transformative, life-changing results. So it's the most impactful, inspirational thing. It's also the hardest thing that I've ever done, right?
I mean, the two go hand in hand. Have you found that the two have to go hand in hand?
Absolutely go hand in hand, right? I mean, we're starting like standing still from scratch. Nobody's ever heard of us, this little plucky little brand, trying to do something that essentially hasn't been done before, taking functional food to this level. Dealing with the headwinds of, and there's a well-born perception of stuff that doesn't work out there, right? I mean, because there's so many things that have been thrown out there, potions and pills and, this whole sea of stuff that at worst is like literally doing you harm. And most cases at best is at least, not doing you harm, but isn't really moving the needle for you in a positive way. So why should someone believe this new brand that they've never heard of? It's not on their shelf when they go out to the retail store after they've tried millions of different things out there, and give this little new brand a try. So it's really hard to overcome that well-earned skepticism, right? Around a product like this. There's also a fair amount of education that comes with this as well, right? Because we're really on the leading edge here in regards to gut health and the gut microbiome and into the science and how this works, et cetera. Your average consumer may have heard about some gut health thing, and maybe they heard of and taken a probiotic.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking the whole time you're talking.
A prebiotic, nobody really knows much about prebiotic, and the specific one we use, resistant starch, what is that? That sounds bad, right? I mean, so we have a whole significant amount of education, right, that we need to do in order to close some of the awareness gap of what it is that we're doing, not just how important gut health is, but prebiotics and resistant starch specifically, and what it can do for your health. And, we attempt to do that, right, through a lot of the content, both from us, we've got some experts, we have a number of people out there that are using the products that are informed about literally what this can do for your health to help us overcome education as well as the skepticism that are associated with it. But fortunately, we win more than we lose. it's not an easy game, though, that's for sure.
And speaking of games, I think just the founder game in general is one that you'd never know what you actually sign up for until you sign up for it, So on those hardest days, Mark, what have you told yourself? And then how are you looking at your wife and still feeling confident after a day where you feel like things got really tough and you were like on the verge of just, going another route or picking another company?
It's such a relevant question. One thing that I say, when people ask me about entrepreneurship and they're like, oh, you're impacting lives, I should do that, right? I should go throw my hat in the ring. I'm like, just take a breath, take a beat, and let's be really thoughtful about this. For me, I've said it so many times before, if we were selling widgets or something I didn't care about, I would have been done with this a long time ago, right? Because it is too hard to do what it is that we're trying to do as a brand new company. So make sure, this is when I talk to new entrepreneurs, it's something you're truly deeply invested in. And also make sure that you've got really, really thick skin so that you can deal with the vicissitudes that come on a day-to-day basis. Because literally as an entrepreneur, you feel like you you know, you thrive and die a little bit multiple times a day.
What do you mean by that?
So literally, like, you can have like the most amazing news, like we just, you know, had XYZ in sales or what have you, and literally that same day you can get a call, our, you know, the manufacturer decided not to produce our products this month because a bigger guy took the place, right? And so you got, you're dealing with these battles like day in and day out, and it's like the highs and the lows,
it's like dating
amplified. Yeah, literally. So yeah, no, my wife is my rock, and my family as well. And so it's a helpful respite to be, take a step back and kind of share, like we do highs and lows of the day where you can actually unload and get that off your chest and like prepare for the next day. I'd say one other mm-hmm. thing that I have that's a benefit that really helps me, this ties back to the fact that I truly fundamentally care about mm-hmm. the outcome, about the people on the other side. One of the things that gives me that energy to get it going is we have a community, the Super Gut community. It's like a private community. That. When anybody is a customer, we've always aspired to be more than just a product. Like literally, this is about an experience. This is about how do we help people get healthier. And it's an amazing place. It's highly engaged. Like I'm actively in there. Like we provide support and tips and tricks and challenges and all kinds of stuff. I will go in there and spend some time, and I'll just read a couple of posts, responses from folks, and I'll engage, and I'll just read something about somebody having that transformative experience in their life, like where they reached a new health milestone, and it goes beyond just a number. It's like literally like restoring confidence, right? And light in their lives. I read that, I'm like, I'm good to go. I'm ready to tackle this day, right? So I can go into our community and I can see and engage with our customers. I see the impact firsthand. That recharges my energy. So then I can withstand kind of the next couple of days or weeks of blows that you might take as an entrepreneur.
Well, at least you're taking those blows while not being bloated. Okay. You know, and that's a different, you see what I did there? I could be a really good spokesperson for you. You just don't know it yet. The Super Gut. I thought of superheroes. Maybe you'd be featuring the next Marvel film. I'm going on one here because I'm really passionate about what we're talking about. That's so cool. And I'm glad you brought up that third point, which is know what you sign up for. But ultimately, when you are impacting people, you are going to see the effects of that. You're going to see the results of that, rather, and how it affects you in while you're doing what you're doing. And that's amazing. It's a great use of how someone can even like build something, make some money doing it, and then ultimately, you know, thrive as so forward.
I think that's such an important point. It's my personal belief system, but it actually is the ethos of this company and the team that I've been fortunate enough to build. Is one of the ties that binds us is the shared belief and inspiration in impact and impacting people's health in a positive way. It's literally what gets us going as a team is seeing those same sort of stories and testimonials and having a positive interaction with the customer and seeing what happens in their lives. Like we've got customer quotes like on the wall. It's the thing that gets us going. Like honestly, we get going as much, if not more, for those as we do the revenue and traction milestones. It's just the way that I think and operate is like, I think the order of that matters. Like we literally are in this for impact. We are trying to create products that can move the needle, that are enjoyable, and that's going to have impact on public health. We do that, this will be an amazing business, right? I mean, we'll hit, you know, so many, you know, traction milestones and we'll grow to be a big, successful business. But to me, I think the order of those really, really matters, and it does for my team as well.
It's so interesting how you can see that. As someone who created the company, I feel like most times people go in blind knowing that they're going to learn 10 things a day, jump and fall, like, you know, have the highs and lows of every day, like what you were just saying, but then not recognize that it's going to be a slow and steady race to win. And something I'm so glad you brought up, which is you see where those milestones could potentially be. You see the 3-month marker, the 2 quarters ahead, and how much you guys need to make, and this, that, and third, so that you can comfortably be at peace with where, of course, like where you are as a worker bee, but then your team too can just have a little bit more stability in that sense, right? With the work that you guys are currently creating. I want to talk about found our investors for a second, for anybody who is tuning in that wants to go raise money. That's just usually what happens in small businesses. I feel I've heard from almost everybody. Did you find that when you were looking for fundraising and you were thinking about the people that you wanted to raise that fund, really. You know, what was your first plan of attack? Was it then running with the ethos and then going to, like, you know, how the business worked and how it's, you know, not going to be like all the other ones and blase, blase? But I feel like your ethos is so strong. That's what might have convinced your investors to say yes.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really insightful point. And I can talk in two rounds, what we've had. Like, so it's really started with the seed investment from the firm, the Production Board. So based out of San Fran, run by Dave Friedberg, very successful entrepreneur investor. Now, you know, more probably most known for one of the besties, one of the hosts of the All In podcast, where, you know, one of the biggest things I credit Dave and the Production Board is just this emphasis around science, right? And a shared ethos around something that truly matters and will make the world a better place. A lot of that for them goes into tech, agriculture, biotech, et cetera. And with us, it went into a consumer product. And one of the things we aligned on is just how you can do this without creating a product that is only available in a $1,000 pill or an injection that can only be accessible by the super wealthy. Like, that was one of the things we shared an ethos around, is how do we create something that can have impact, the masses, and accessibility, and doing it through food, right? And so that was a big part of our alignment from the very outset. And then when I went through a Series A round, it very much was a part of the mentality and the process when thinking through partners, right? I mean, who is not just calling you up and asking, okay, so what's your LTV, what's your CAC, what's your revenue run rate, what is this? Those are all very, very important things. But when that was like the essence of the entire conversation, I knew that wasn't the right investor for me, right? Because what we're trying to do is significantly bigger than that. We absolutely should and did talk about those things with my current investors, but it was more around what we really vibed on was, what are you aiming to build? What kind of impact do you want to have? How do you think you're going to get there? What is going to be different about how you're going to help get there and help orient people in a healthier pattern and behavior than so many other products and companies that are out there? I was like, that's the conversation that I want to be having with my investors. I think they'll help push my thinking in helping us get to that. And yes, and then we would go over, okay, so then what's your revenue and the CAC and all that stuff. But the order matters so much, though.
Yeah, like order of business, as they used to say, but nowadays it's order of people, order of who you want to, you said it, vibe. What you really vibed on was the ethos of the company and how that's going to impact folks and where that investor resonated with the business. And something the reason I asked you that was exactly what you just said, but it's, you also get to pick your investors, just like you get to pick your friends. You don't get to pick family, but that's the only thing you don't get to pick.
Yeah, you know, no, and so that's people so have amazing to keep you said that in mind. Clearly, it's a two-way process, right? I mean, when you go out and you're fundraising, you're selling yourself, you're selling your company, your team, your vision, but also be thinking about the fact that whoever is across, you're not just looking for them for a check, you're looking for a partner, right? And you are together in this ride, so you absolutely have to look from it, from who you can vibe with and the people that you are engaged with. And one, do you enjoy them, right? I mean, do you actually enjoy spending time and talking to them? And then secondly, like, can they help you get there? And so I felt really good about that going through the process that we had with. So we have Alpha Edison and Acre Venture Partners, and more recently brought in Sandbox Industries as well as partners that I think match both the ethos as well as are value added to help us get the kind of impact that we aspire to.
Speaking of impact, then I had just a couple more questions for you. Literally, we're going so, and if you guys don't know this, Mark said yes to me like what, 72 hours ago. And here I go just wasting all the time that I think he probably doesn't even have because he's the founder and CEO.
You already but know.
Your top product. I mean, listen, you went to Princeton and Harvard. So like worst case scenario, you just like know how to use time efficiently anyway. So I'm not like wasting your time. I'm kidding. I'm so grateful you came on this podcast. So Mark, the products that you feel like have changed your life, that is my next question for you. Out of the Supergut family, why did you create the product, first of all? But then as you intake it into your gut, probably daily now, what have been the biggest impacts and how do you feel? Feel like you're so bubbly and positive and everything people want.
I would say Supergut definitely is a part of that. There's obviously more. But it is a really important part of it. As part of my foundation, I do have essentially at least a Supergut product each day. My own, and what we've tried to do, so we started with our shake, and that's really been our foundational product. And it's absolutely breakthrough, and I love shakes. And so I have a shake almost every day, and it really is the full package, you know, an unbelievable dose of this prebiotic resistant starch fiber, as well as healthy protein, vitamins, minerals, et cetera. I typically start my day with a shake. Fills me up, like keeps me going all the way through, at least through noon or 1 o'clock when I have lunch. What we found though was that not everybody loves shakes, right? And we're trying to say, how do you get these into your day every day? Not everybody loves shakes, A. And then B, even those who love shakes, not all of them love them as much as I do. And even those who have gotten great results, they're like, you know, I love my shakes, but I'm getting a little shake fatigue. Like, can I get something else to chew on? Or I like my other foods as well. And so it's like, yeah, it's really, it was very clear that we needed to provide additional ways for people to get these nutrients into their diet beyond our shake, right? And so that's where we expanded into a bar. You can chew your food. It's freaking delicious. So it goes back to this ethos around like functional food, but that is actually enjoyable. And so I will say most days I also have a bar, like as an afternoon snack. They're delicious. They are so satisfying, and it amplifies some of the gut health benefits. The latest product is our fiber mix. I use it sporadically because I already have like a shake and a bar like most days. The fiber mix is designed to be the most versatile of all the products. So think of this as a way to reintroduce, re-inject, and fortify your favorite foods and dishes with the same goodness, with the same resistant starch blend that we put in our shakes and our bars. Because at the end of the day, like we know different people have different things that they love to eat, that they love to drink. You're not going to switch over to all supplements or all shakes, nor should you. How though can you do that but still fortify your food and nourish your gut? And that's where this comes in. So it's the most versatile. It's literally an unflavored, unsweetened powder you can just easily add and mix into your favorite beverages. Like most people will use it in coffee. We'll just, you know, use a little whisk or stir it up, you know, quickly in your coffee. A lot of people have started adding it to dishes like oatmeal or into soups or sauce. Here's the thing. It's such a solid formulation that it actually can withstand cooking as well. And so, and it still provides the gut healing, blood sugar balancing benefits, even in cooked applications. So we've even tried this in like, you want to make some pancakes, you can actually throw some of this in. And so it's not going to spike your blood sugar like pancakes normally would. So, yeah.
Wow. There you go. I mean, that's all the three, but I was curious. I was like, fiber mix, what is this? Is it goodie powder? And then it's not flavored like most things are flavored.
Yeah. This it's that cool. way for versatility, right? I mean, so you can just take it with you, add it to whatever it is that you want. I actually feel, especially for more of a biohacker oriented type crowd that wants the flexibility about what they're eating, but really is looking ways to hack their gut health and their metabolism, this is actually such a perfect product for that.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to see you guys grow. I was thinking in the back of my head, I was like, have I seen this on Shark Tank? Have y'all seen this on Shark Tank? I don't know. I just like you need to be everywhere. I can't wait for you to be everywhere. We will be right here supporting you the entire time. My last question for you, Mark, my friend, is have you really learned anything about yourself being a founder and an entrepreneur? I feel like people are not necessarily on the discovery track for their personal growth when they start businesses. And I think with you, it's clear as day that you have been able to do that because you had a lot of practice and you'd been asking yourself a lot of questions before starting the business. So now that the business is up and running and incredibly successful from my eyes and from my bird's eye view, what do you feel like you've learned the most about yourself from a personal perspective?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question. There's been, frankly, there's been a lot of learnings as an entrepreneur, as you describe, a little different, a few more gray hairs here than your typical entrepreneur starting something out, like straight college or what have you. So I've been through a lot, but I've never learned more than I have these past couple of years as an entrepreneur. I'd say one of the biggest areas that I've benefited from and learned quite a bit more about myself, this goes back to early in the conversation, I'd say is resilience. And the importance of resilience and being able to believe so deeply in what it is that we're doing that you won't be denied regardless of how hard things seem, regardless of what challenges are presented in front of you, or that things aren't always working as well as they want or not as fast as they want, right? But being able to persevere and be resilient and working through that, I tapped into another level that I didn't know I had. And frankly, I think it is such an important element to be a successful entrepreneur, is that resiliency. I believe it is a hallmark of a successful entrepreneur is having that, because it's not all going to go right. Like, I don't care what business, no, how amazing of a unicorn business that you have, it's not all going to go right. And so being able to stick through it, to persevere, to maintain that belief, regardless of what it is that you're dealing with, the blows that you're taking, I think it does come back to that resilience. So it's definitely been an area that I have bolstered, right, as an entrepreneur, is really building that that resilience, that to persevere.
Well, thank you for your time, your energy, for saying yes to me so last minute, as we're going to conclude. I mean, we're concluding the Men of the Hour with Founders Week. So this was a very, awesome, very, very, very special week for the show. And I'm glad that we were able to educate people with such smart, intelligent, experienced people like yourself. And then to back it with Superga is just absolutely phenomenal. So, I mean, you hit on so many great points, my friend. So Mark, thank you. I mean, talking gut, I told y'all, talking the gut, we even brought in the investor thoughts. This was such an extraordinary episode, and I'm so grateful for you. I can't wait to try this. Yeah, because you allowed me to keep talking. You could have exited the Zoom call and you chose not to.
Are you kidding? No, you know that you didn't have to egg me on too much. I love talking about what we're doing. I really appreciate the opportunity. I've been, really enjoyed the conversation, Justin.
You're the best, man. Everybody, linked below. I mean, you guys know the deal. See more, see description below. Everything that's linked is what we talked about, including all of his accolades and credits. And of course, the social accounts to Superga, the links to the website, and of course, the promo code that we'll give you guys as soon as this episode wraps. I mean, I can't wait to like poop a little better after this one, right?
You will feel so much better. I'm telling you, it is the foundation. Like, people don't want to talk about it. When you're pooping well, life is good, man. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Foundation for a better life.
Thank you, Mark Washington.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Justin.
Hey friends, Justin again. Well, that was the conversation today, and I hope you took plenty away from it. For those who keep coming back to this podcast, I want to say thank you for always being here and growing with my guests and I over the years. And if you're new to the Men of the Hour show, thank you for being here, and I'd love for you to come back next time by clicking that subscribe button. Oh, and for all of us tuning in right now, I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode by leaving a rating and review right where you're listening. Until next week, I'm your host, Justin Crawford. Continue taking care of yourself and inspiring others to do the same.